Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Mainstream fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger. Mainstream fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
I'm on fire.
Give me your Flyers in the Winter Classic. Give me your Panthers. Give me your Penguins. Give me all you got. The Rangers won again, and I'm doing a shot. Good evening, Eddie. How are you?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantabulous and fantastic. Come on. Another four-game winning streak. We're in the midst of just unbelievable. Rangers just keep piling on the wins, Jim. Just keep piling on and winning in different ways. And I can't remember a time, really, where I felt this good in the last 15 years about this team. And, you know, one night it's a different guy, or, you know, it's just everybody's picking up the slack, getting scoring from different players. It's really a great time to be a Ranger fan. Really is. No signs of slowing down as we approach the break.
None at all. They've avoided the dreaded letdown. They got off to a slow start tonight. No way around it. I think they were being outshot at 1.11-1 or something like that. The Penguins, I had to suffer the indignity of watching the game on NHL Network. With the Penguins announcers, which happens every effing time they play the Penguins. Every time. Game's on NHL Network, and it's those two fucking nincom fucking poops from Pittsburgh who the Penguins, I mean, the fact that they were losing was just, it was like, it was blasphemous. You might as well take a leak on the cross. Oh, the Penguins have dominated this game, and how could they be losing? Oh, and the penalties. Oh, how could that be a penalty? And fuck you both. Both of you. Fuck you.
Wow.
Rangers win again.
Language.
I don't care. Hey.
I don't care either. I'm just saying, now it's using language.
We pay $39 a month to be able to talk like this.
That's right.
So, screw those Penguins announcers and those fans. Have you ever heard an arena that gets quieter after a
game? No.
I mean, they're up 1-0. The Rangers tied a game, and the place is dead silent. You could hear a pin drop on a rug 4 miles away. That's how quiet that place is. You know why? Because they're some of the worst fans in hockey. Most of them are new to the game. They only started rooting for the Penguins when Crosby showed up and then Malkin, and they started winning again. That's when most of them got there. They don't know shit about hockey. Every penalty they boo because they don't know the rules. They don't know what an offsides is. They don't know what icing is. All they know is, well, we're not winning. Can't make any noise. And that, oh, I love it. There are a few teams in this league that I take more pleasure in seeing the Rangers beat than the Pittsburgh Pigeons. And I got to give credit to my man Paulie on Twitter, Paulie NYR, giving me that Pigeons. I owe him a little royalties for it. So we're drinking it up on a Friday night, Eddie.
Fire! Now, is your video working or not?
Video is not working.
Okay. I was told
by the crack tech squad at Block Talk Radio that if I updated the Flash Player update, it would work. I did that. It does not. Once again, an epic fail on the part of Block Talk Radio. But we love them. Thank you so much for allowing us to pay to be on your network so that you can put advertising in front of all our shows and give us shitty apps for our phones and poor service.
And,
thank you. We love you.
And an inferior product. Thank you.
That's right. Now.
This is something that you've touched upon right here, and I thought it was just me. And Mario said it too. How quiet it was in that place. It was like I had been time warped to the 1970s, mid-70s, before the Penguins had a couple good teams in there. It was dead. You could hear people having conversations. What a hot dog, buddy! I mean, it was getting bad. I mean, that has got to be the biggest fair weather fan base in the history of sports.
And let's be honest. I'll give credit where credit's due. I know they're missing Sidney Crosby, and I've said it, but he is the best player in the game, no doubt about it. But they're still playing good hockey. We're not looking at – this isn't the Islanders. They don't have a record like the Anaheim Ducks. They're in the race. You know, what are they, 6 points behind the Rangers, I think, now? They're not dying on the vine here. They're competitive, and it's almost like without Crosby, they've given up.
I think they're severely deflated that he got hurt again, and it may be the end. You know, it certainly, I mean, he's a franchise. He's the best in the game. What's the best in the game? But there's still games to play. You're still in the hunt. You got to move on. It's a Friday night crowd. And my God, I mean, it was embarrassing. If I was a real, I don't know how many of them really exist, real Pittsburgh fans, it would be embarrassing.
And
I mean,
there were 18,000 people there, according to the – I'm looking at the stats here on NHL, and I didn't – you know, I thought the Rangers – I knew they were – like I said, I knew they were down 11-1 in shots, but I thought they had narrowed that gap, and they didn't. They were outshot 38-21 tonight.
Oh, they got terribly outshot in this game, the Rangers.
But –
this is what –
you know, that's why they employ the best goaltender in hockey. They could talk about the experts out there. Could talk, tell me, give me Tim Thomas all they want. Henrik Lundqvist is the best goaltender in hockey, hands down.
I believe with, you know, after seeing him for years and years with no help, or little but no help back there, he single-handedly kept them in games, and in the past, and now on a night tonight where they come out very sluggish. They look a lot better in the second period. Third period, territorially wise, I guess, did get outplayed in the third period. But Henrik is making stops in traffic that a lot of goaltenders can't do. I mean, and even on a disallowed goal, getting back to the Pittsburgh fans, did you see even Henrik, like, shrugged his shoulders at the fans when they booed the disallowing of the goal? The guy ran into me. Obstructed him.
Who was it that interfered with the goaltender?
Kunitz?
Was it Kunitz? I have another name for him that I will not use because we have women in the chat room. Whoever it was, he didn't even put up an argument. He knew. He didn't put up.
Right.
He didn't put up a fight. There was a good. Howie's got it. He was right. It was the right call. For once, the referees got it right.
Yeah, and usually they make it up as they go along. It was Tyler Kennedy. No, it wasn't Tyler. Tyler Kennedy got called for that earlier in the game too. So that was two calls. They were all over the. I thought they Pittsburgh did a good job of jamming the Rangers' net, but the Rangers seem to make. The Rangers can. John Tortorella talks a lot about this, not flailing, and as fans, we tend to flail when things go wrong real quick. And the Rangers are able to sustain. They'll almost kind of like play a zone defense in their end while the other team is passing it around. I mean, it's annoying to watch. There are some games where this happens, and they just kind of let Henrik do his thing and then clear the zone. And I thought in the third period that was pretty much the case. And the defense played well. Ryan McDonagh had a great game. Fantastic defense again. He even showed a little flair for the offense later in the game. I liked what Staal did. I was a little worried. And, of course, that schmuck, Matt Cook, had to go after him. Ooh, surprise, surprise. Matt Cook goes after Staal. Staal goes right back at him. That's what you got to do, because if you don't do that, you're showing weakness and you're showing that you're not back, and they'll take advantage of that. Down the line, somewhere, word gets around, Stahl's not going to get physical. He's worried about the concussion. This is the way we need Mark Staal to play. Now,
it's a great point. You know, you're absolutely right. I was thinking the same thing. Sends a message. You know, I'm back. I'm healthy. And you know what else I thought of? I actually scribbled this down so I didn't forget. He showed a little bit of that mean streak you're always looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, he came back with extreme prejudice on Matt Cook. I mean, he was fucking pissed when he went after Cook, and he had a right to be. He had an absolute right to be, and he went back at him. I can't recall too many hits like that. There was anger in that hit. Like, I thought,
yes.
Like it looked like Cook was trying to gauge Staal a little bit with his hit, and then Staal responded in kind, as they say.
Right, and you're a little bit nervous because you don't want to see the kid get hurt. But you're saying to yourself, he's got to do this. I mean, this is what he needs to do.
Right.
And then I think right after that, he went after Dupuis, who I can't believe we managed to keep off the scoreboard, because Pascal Dupuis, ever since we let him go, when he spent his 10 minutes as a Ranger, manages to score against us every game. It was great to see Staal do that. But, you know, from what I did see, from what I saw, Jim and Joe got to let this, how many minutes Staal's playing, go. He's played 8 minutes. Then next, he's played 9 minutes now. Well, he should see some time. He's played 9.5 minutes. All right, I get it. He's coming back from an injury, you two clowns.
even the Penguins. Yeah, who got hurt tonight, and the Penguins announcers, from here, the way they were talking, you would have thought that they were amputating his leg in the locker room. The way they were, you know how we always cue the, you got the bell tolling. Can you pull that up while
Leah, let me get that quick.
Cue that up for me.
Okay, bunch of garbage.
That's a bunch of garbage.
You people know. There it comes.
Penguins announcer. Staal, how many more injuries can we take? And it did not look good. Oh, it could be bad. That could be devastating to this team that's had so many injuries.
Cry me a river with all your injuries. We're playing with Anton Strowman. Abe Strowman from the Sausage King of Chicago, who got cut by the Devils. We got Stu Bickel. If I would have said Stu Bickel to you guys at the beginning of the season, you would have been like, who? What? What is a Stu Bickel? You would have said Stink Pickle or a Stewed Pickle or something. We're playing with, we got our share of injuries too. I don't want to hear this. Steve Schaefer's on the Facebook. He's telling me, "Oh, we beat the depleted Panthers." Now I like Steve. Me and Steve are—he's a Ranger compadre. I don't want to hear about your depleted teams repeating. We're depleted.
We've played the last. They played 4 months without their top defenseman, and they've played. I mean, what is it? A month now they're without Sauer, who's their one of their top four defensemen.
Right.
It's been about a month, right, for Sauer?
Yeah, he's in the stall zone now. You don't know what's happening with him.
Well, I think I read something yesterday that he's skating again, and he may be back in a week or two, actually. I think I read from one of the beat writers.
Yeah, Thor said he's close. He's getting better.
Yeah, yeah. So, but a terrific game tonight. And, you know, a guy that we don't talk – I was kind of thinking about it tonight while I was watching the game. We don't talk much about Ruslan Fedotenko. And, you know, when the Rangers signed him, we got I think in general, you know, the fans around the league kind of laughed at the Rangers for it. You know what?
I remember.
I mean, even we had the Penguins guy, Frank. We had him on the show, and, you know, he was kind of giggling it off. And
yeah. You know what? I remember he said, Ruslan Fedotenko's done.
You know what? The best word I can use to describe, he's a soldier. He just goes out there he's got a tremendous to use the current vernacular. He's got a great hockey IQ. He's a very smart player. Always seems to, you know, make the right plays. He knows how to use his body. The other night, I think it was against Philly. He made a great play, used his body to kind of work the puck out of the zone. I think the Rangers were killing off a penalty or something. You know, the guy just goes out there and does his job. He doesn't score a lot of goals, but that's not what they – I don't think that's his role. You know, he's just out there to kind of grind, and, you know, he does get the occasional goals, and he goes out there and he kills penalties when they ask him to, and he does everything they ask him to. I got really – and the guy was tremendous in the playoffs against Washington.
Right.
I mean, you know,
he knows how to be
tremendous. He's too strong a word for a team that got wiped out in five games, but he played very well in the playoffs. I got no problem with Ruslan Fedotenko. He could play he's fine. He's got a spot on his team until somebody tells me otherwise. I got no problem with Fedotenko.
Well,
you need guys like that.
You need guys like that, but I think. Well, let's not get to. I don't want to get to the future of Fedotenko, but right now, the present. You're exactly right. He's a smart player.
Yeah.
He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and he does all the right things on the ice. I mean, he's going to get the odd goal once in a while. I think maybe that's why he fell out of favor with Pittsburgh, that he wasn't scoring as much as the rest of them. But he's a guy that you need in the playoffs. You need a guy who's not as smart, and he does draw a lot of penalties. If you notice, he has a little problem staying on his skates. And even Tortorella has addressed this, that even practice, he's always on the ice. He's constantly falling. But the rest of the NHL doesn't know, because a lot of it, he can get some, you know, draw some penalties, steady, and so consistent. I mean, he's just right as rain every game. He's not a dumb hockey. He's very smart. Like you said, hockey IQ. You know, that's the big buzzword nowadays. And he does go unheralded. It's amazing that he was just basically cut loose. Tortorella and him had a history. Fedotenko decided to, you know, try out for the Rangers. And he made the team, and he stayed ever since.
Yeah.
And he's cost-effective, too. I think he's only getting about $1 million a year or so.
Yeah, and you know, you said it. You just touched on it. You can't underestimate a guy like him that's won, that knows what it, he's won two Stanley Cups in his career. You can't underestimate the value of a guy like that. You know, I mean, let's face it. You know, we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. I know that, but I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that. This team is changing their expectations. They're changing our expectations. They're changing their own expectations. You know, if this team goes out in the first round of the playoffs, where last year it was like, okay, well, we just weren't good enough. They're out in the first round. They were an 8 seed. They had to struggle to get there. If God forbid they go out in the first round this year, Eddie, it's going to be considered a colossal disappointment. But you need guys like Ruslan Fedotenko and Brad Richards, guys that have won and know what it takes to to get those wins and to get out of the first round and even the second round maybe.
Well, I think, and a guy that you're finding out as you watch these the 24/7s, I know Jim hasn't seen the last one, but Mike Rupp is that guy too. Mike Rupp, I'm just going to give you a little spoiler.
Mother Rupp. No, go ahead, because I've only seen the first episode, so it's not like I'm not going to watch. So just go ahead and clue me in on whatever you want.
Well, there's a situation. First of all, and I am sure that we have said this in the beginning with Tortorella, that he was a dictator. He was. He has a little bit of a Napoleon complex. He surely does with the media. I definitely think he is. But when it comes to his team, I don't think we could have been more wrong. Maybe with the players that he had in the first 2 years, he couldn't give responsibility to the players. In the pregame warm-up to the Flyers game, the Winter Classic game, he's giving his little powwow before the game, and then he turns to Mike Rupp and he says, "Mike," he's like, "Rupper, do you have anything to say about what we should look forward in this game?" Because it's outdoors, he played in it last year. And Rupert just goes ahead, says what he has to say. And that, to me, shows, it's invaluable to have those guys. Now, Mike Rupp is not going to score 25 goals. He's not a guy that you're going to draft and have on your team in NHL 12. Because we all are so hooked on statistics and what's on the video games and let's make the perfect lines. But this is an intangible with a coach. He's almost treating him like an assistant coach. He's asking his opinion. Now, we've all heard that he's a disciplinarian. He dictates. It's my way or the highway. He's the all-knowing, all-seeing. It's not the case with this group. It's not the case with this group.
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
He certainly...
Thank you, Torts.
To me, he won me over. I don't know if it's the power of filmmaking, the way it was edited. Peter Laviolette came off to me as more of like a generic cheerleader. Let's play, rip our hearts out in this game. He didn't seem like he was taking players one-on-one, making them accountable, saying... Listen, you got to cover this guy, Brian Boyle. Stralzy, you can't get lazy here. All these one-on-one, he's really focused on each player and what they're doing. Whereas Laviolette came, and I know Laviolette's a great coach, no doubt about it. He's got a Stanley Cup. But this guy has taken the time and really just honed everybody's game down to the best that they can play.
Laviolette's a guy that a lot of Ranger fans wanted instead of Tortorella. And look, I like Torts. I don't agree with everything he does. Look, that's just the nature of being a fan. I don't agree with everything Tortorella does. I don't agree with everything Tom Coughlin does for the Giants. I don't agree with everything Bobby Valentine did with the Mets, whatever. That's our nature as fans. It's what we do. But you can't argue with the results, what you're seeing with this team. This team, they're you said it a few weeks ago, they are an absolute representation of their coach. This team is they are a pit bull. They will fight, scratch, claw, until the final bell. How many games have they played this year that were absolute end-to-end stinkers? Three?
Two.
Four?
Two, three.
At most?
Three.
One of
four.
Which, one of which we all gathered to watch at Slattery's Midtown Club. But hey, you know what? It's fine. Ever since they lost that game, they've won four in a row. I'll take that's fine. If I have to, if I had to drive 2,300 miles two ways and suffered through a stinker to get another four-game win streak with a win in a Winter Classic and a nice overtime win with Presidente Clinton. By the way, they showed way too much of him on TV last night. I love Bill Clinton. Voted for him twice, and that's as far as a political statement as you'll ever hear from me. But enough with the President Clinton. I mean, I want to watch the team celebrate the win last night, and they're showing Clinton. He didn't even know what was going on.
He didn't. He didn't even know. When the Rangers scored, he thought there was still time left in the game. I was like,
He was asking a guy next to him, do I need to go call Brian Leach again?
I did not see that goal. That's about as bad. That's terrible.
They wear,
but anyway,
they wear blue shirts. I remember a blue dress just once. somebody said that to me last. Somebody said to me on Twitter last night, Clinton probably doesn't know anything about hockey or about the Rangers or anything. I said, well, I said he called Brian Leach in 1994. I said, he's got to know something. And congratulated Brian Leach on being the first American-born player to win the Conn Smythe. He's got to know a little something about hockey. So it was good to see him. I've always been a Bill Clinton fan. Mario will love me for saying that. But it was enough last night. I want to watch them celebrate. They're showing Bill Clinton, who didn't have
a...
He didn't
let me tell you
something. What was going on.
Let me tell you something. When you're a top-notch team, the foreign dignitaries, the local, the former dignitaries of the world in our country, want to come and see you. Who's going to see the Islander games or over there? The president of, President Papa John's there. Papa John coming down.
Korea.
Yeah, Kim Jong-il's corpse visiting the Coliseum. I mean, seriously, listen, I didn't bother me that much. I thought it was kind of like, now the game is so non-important, now we can scan the crowd. Come on. I tried the camera today. You know how like you have a bug on your shoulder and you flick it off? That's how I feel like every opponent now. Boink, get out. We win.
Goodbye, get out of here, you bum.
I'm getting used to this. And if you allow me 5 seconds, I'd like to get into a rant here.
You want to get into a rant? Go ahead, go for it. I'm going to you rant for a second. I'm going to stoke my little campfire behind me here. I'm sitting outside today, so go ahead. I'll be right back.
Fire! Fire! Now, you New York Rangers fans, and I know most of you are with me. Not many of you are against me. You're with me. But there, Ranger fans do not. There are some Ranger fans who will do not accept the fact that we are the best team in the league. Now, all you people for years have been telling me that the stats matter. It's not what goes on in your heart and everything and your opinion. Well, guess what? The stats are proving we're number one. And I don't want to hear my Ranger compadres telling me, oh, but we're still not better than Boston.
Fuck Boston. Sorry.
Screw Boston. I don't care what their goal differential is. I mean, I don't mean any ill will towards Yankee fans, but you know what? Boston can win by 9 goals playing Calgary Flames every night. Let them shoot their wad now. Because when it comes down to playoff hockey and it comes down to head-to-head play, that's who we'll see who's the better team. So don't give me this, well, we're still not better than Boston. If we got more points than them, we're better than them. Flat out, straight up, take it to the bank.
What did Bill Parcells always say when he was the coach of the Giants, the Jets, the Patriots, and every place else? What did he always say? You are what your record says you are. Right now, the Rangers are the best team in hockey. Case closed. End of story.
I give them their props. They're the defending Stanley Cup champions. I think they got a good team. Am I quaking in my boots over the Boston Bruins?
No.
I am certainly not. And you want it? Well, we don't have a guy like Zdeno Chara. He's a stud. What? All right. Chara's one of the best defensemen in the league. We got a whole 6 guys. We are playing as a team, as a unit. We have to have that great stud. All right, he's an asset on the power play. Our power play's still trying to figure it out. But I am not, especially in the past performances against the Boston Bruins, even last year, Rangers played them extremely well. So I don't want to be conceding that we're not the best. Listen, we're here.
We're on top of the hockey mountaintop. Let's allow ourselves to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
And the braggadocio that comes with it. We're number one.
Swagger, baby. Swagger. That's what it's all about.
You know, when did the Bruins become like the, you know, we always say this, the 77 Canadians, depending on Cutter, who he's considering is the best Canadian team of all time.
Oh, you know, it's the 75 Canadians, Eddie. You got to get the, you gotta get the stats right there. It's Ken Dryden with a save percentage of .984. And, anyway.
I mean, this isn't a dynasty, bro. Oh, they're getting 9 goals a game. Yeah, they play the Calgary Flames. They're Freeman Brodeur. Donut boy. He's awful, by the way.
He's done.
I'm not even joking. I mean, I'm not even going to joke. Some of those goals he gave up were awful the other night.
He's done.
He looked so done. If I were a Devil fan, I'd get him out as soon as I could. I'd trade him.
That's the hateful Ranger fan going on.
I'd trade him to Nashville. Or some place that would go to die. Phoenix. It's over.
It's terrible.
Completely over for you, Marty. There's a new goalie in town, and he's looking good. Zach Lundquist. He's got that fresh freckled face in your neighborhood. What is this, the one day at a time? you might think I'm doing. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, screw Marty. Screw it. You're telling me that Montreal's up in arms because they didn't get a French Canadian coach?
Yeah, the fans are very upset up there that they did. There was a petition going around. Who's the GM up there? Pierre Gauthier, is that his name?
Who knows? Bob Gainey still running that show? And
no.
Thank
no,
you, Bob Gainey.
If he was, we'd have had Camilleri for Avery by now. Bob
Gainey
still running things. Gauthier actually had to have a press conference and say that, I was reading a story about it yesterday. Something to the effect of, you know, I know it probably wasn't our best move to hire, which is just what Cunnyworth wants to hear. You know, it probably wasn't the smartest move to hire a coach that doesn't speak French, but, you know, we'll deal with it. And, you know, it's whatever. It's like such a, who cares? I wouldn't care if John Tortorella only spoke Swahili if the Rangers were in first place. Who cares?
Anisimov.
Exactly. Thank you, Frankie. Nice to see you.
Anisimov.
Thank you. That's like that old, you know, it's like Met fans that went, Omar Minaya is bringing in all these Latino players. Who cares if they're winning? I don't give a shit. What? I don't care if they're from the moon. Win. Just win, baby. Al Davis said it best. Just win, baby. That's all that matters. Just win. And right now, we're winning. Fire!
That's right. Speaking about the French.
Fuck them.
This is how I'm going to do my segue. It's a French penalty call from way back. French penalty call from way back.
Oh, you guys are going to love it.
Penalties to New York, number 22, Nick Fortieu. And to the Canadians, number 24, Gilles Lupien. 2 minutes for delaying the game at 7 minutes, 21 seconds.
Delaying the game.
Delaying the game. Ah, Anisimov.
Anisimov. I mean, those crazy Canadians doing it once again.
Anisimov.
I'm on fire.
We are on friggin' fire. So, Rangers went back-to-back nights. Unbelievable. I guess it's not unbelievable. It's just becoming a little bit routine. And what I like about it is that
although the Rangers are playing these teams, and I'll give it to you, Florida was a little banged up, although you would never know it.
No.
That broadcast last night.
Oh, Joe. That's my just intro for you, and then you just go.
No, you. First of all, Anthony. Sean Matthias, he's an emerging star. Boom Boom Garrison.
That was great. I loved it when you called. I saw that in the Facebook group today.
I'm not
boom,
making
boom,
that up, Jim.
Garrison.
They called him.
They called him that?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm not making that up.
Are you
People
shitting me?
Back me up on this. Weren't they calling him Boom Boom Garrison?
Are you shitting me?
I am not shitting you.
Are you Alan Funt?
No, I'm not Alan Funt.
Sorry, the alcohol
we thought it would be funny if
bit.
We told Jim they were calling James Garrison Boom Boom Garrison. Give me a break. Then with the Brian Campbell and the 4-on-4, you better watch him, Joe. Better watch Brian Campbell. It made him out to be like Bobby Orr. I thought it was Bobby Orr or Paul Coffey was going to be out. Coffey was going to be out there. Oh, Brian Campbell. Oh, they love this kid. This good Branson. They're really high on him. He's a terrific prospect. A terrific rookie season. 2 goals, 2 assists. 38 games. Now, I don't know if he's a defenseman. But with the last name, Branson, I think he's probably was drafted to the offense. I was like, give it a break. Those son of a bitches. They must have had their prostrates milked by the PR guy from Florida. Because they were, I want to hear about the Rangers. The Rangers are in the midst of one of their best seasons in years, and I'm getting a Florida infomercial for 2 hours. I don't want to see it. Can you do that English guy who does the infomercial? That would be great if you could do that bit. And the Florida Panthers. And
Sam Wow!
Right? It's the Florida Panthers. See what they can do. Look what Brian Campbell could do. 4-on-4. He's like Paul Coffey out there.
The Florida Panthers are rising above the swamps of South Florida to play tremendous hockey tonight. Led by Boom Boom Garrison, the Wicked Googly.
Anthemov.
And if you watch Boom Boom Garrison...
I can be!
If you watch Boom Boom Garrison, we'll throw in Eric Gudbranson for free!
It was a fun night on Twitter last night too. You know, tonight was more infuriating on Twitter because I was just going. It's more, you know, when I'm watching the Ranger broadcast, it's more mock. But when I'm watching the Penguins, you know, I have to watch the Penguins announcers. It's more infuriation, if that's a word. But I was having fun last night with the broadcast as always. I noticed it doesn't have anything to do with the game, but they start talking about it. They're promoting the Giants pregame show that's on MSG, right? And Joe starts, oh, I know not to call you for 9 hours on Sunday, and Sam's getting all gushy about his Giants, which I got no problem with. But, you know, Sam's an announcer for the Chicago Bears for their preseason games. They don't want to hear him gushing about how much he loves the Giants. And then Joe's like, what time do they play on Sunday, and who are they playing? So I tweeted, this just goes to show that Joe knows even less about football than he knows about hockey. Oh, and then my first question for MSG last night, which I'm very upset that they didn't run, I wanted to know if Duguay was suffering any ill effects from playing in the alumni game, because I know what cold weather does to plastic.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they said.
You realize they're not taking your calls?
By the way,
why don't you call up and say you're Boom Boom Garrison?
And speaking of Twitter, I just want, this is directed at you, my friend. People that I don't even know, I don't know who they are as, in relation to our show. Oh, excuse me, there goes the helicopter. That's
truck bus going down over there.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. All right, all right. People on Twitter that I don't even, I don't know who they are, and if they listen to the show, I don't know their screen names or anything. They are tweeting lines from the Doobie Cat song. It people went nuts tonight when he scored the goal. All of a sudden, I see in my Twitter stream, he's Alaskan, 4 million. I don't even know who the people are. So, you've entered into the vernacular once again.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It really is.
I'm like the Weird Al of Ranger. Well, I got to tell you. Frank Boyle song.
A niche. Oh, you know what? Don't get me started on Frank and Boyle. I know he's he's a little banged up tonight, but you're skating into the Penguin zone. You've got a 4-on-2, and one of the Penguin defensemen doesn't have a stick, and you lose the puck. He's terrible. I don't care if he's hurt or not. He's terrible. He's terrible. He's just terrible. Yeah, I know he has his games where he kills he's terrible.
Well,
he's a dolt.
I think they could do better, but I think he does. You know, he's got a lot of guts. I mean,
so's my father.
I know, but he does play.
Take the players away from the puck. Brian Boyle, we've done that fucking coverage all fucking year long. You got that fucking mic on, you can't fucking think straight.
You seem to be more of a thinker than I am.
Thank you, Brian. Next week on
Boyle will go down to block a puck. I mean, you know, he's a torch disciple.
I mean, that's what he is.
He plays as much as he does.
But, you know, you talk about Fedotenko, whose hockey IQ is 152. Boyle's doesn't, sometimes I don't think it matches his shoe size. And I know, I'll get letters, I'll get emails, I'll get tweets, I'll get the whole bit. I just don't think it's, I said last night, last night they're gushing about him. He can't buy a goal, Sam, if he just gets one. And then what? He's going to turn into Mario Lemieux if he gets one goal? Thank you. He gets one goal, he's going to turn into, that's it. No, he's not. This is Brian Boyle and all his Boyleness is what I said last night.
Is Boyle-inus? Is Boyle-onus?
If he just gets one goal, Sam, and then what? He'll have three goals. Fantastic. He's just not that good. Don't we have better hockey players than Brian Boyle?
Right now, I think it's hard for me to defend him because I think he could be much better than he is. But what he's doing now, it's good enough.
Fire!
We can disagree on this. Right now, it's good enough, but there's going to become a point when it's not going to be good enough. But the Rangers are winning. He's terrible offensive. I don't know how he got 22.
And yes, Jack makes a good point. If he's our biggest problem and we're winning, I don't care. Get that. I get that.
That's true. Jack makes a good point. That's why
you know what? But you know what? He fooled us all with those 20 goals last year.
Yeah, I think as fans, we knew that. We knew that. I can't get on Boyle. I know he looks like a big dummy out there. But he does what Tortorella asks him to do. And sometimes he has to be yelled at, as we heard in those previous clips. That he needs to get it through, but he's consistently defensive-minded. He's forechecking. He's doing the two things to his game that I think, you know, we see Ryan Callahan night in and night out doing two things that Brian Boyle cannot achieve. Now, I think Boyle's got a lot of hits, so I can't really get on it, but he should be hitting with more authority, making some crunchy hits. But he does well on that. Maybe it's the thing, my biggest pet peeve is in front of the net. Callahan can stand in front of the net. He's getting punished. The guy's just barely 6 foot. And he's able to, you know, make some noise around there, get some goals. Let's see Boyle do that. He's 6'7", not on skates. He's 250 pounds. I mean, you don't have to be the best skater to do that. You know, he's certainly not a playmaker.
He should be a monster.
But right now...
Brian hurt people.
The net, standing in front of the net, bad. Fire! Bad.
Fire!
All right. Chat room doesn't agree with me on Brian Boyle, and that's fine. That's fine. I get it, but it's just I don't know.
The Brian Boyle song. When that song comes out, let me tell you, it's not going to be like this last one.
That's going to be on iTunes. We're going to put the Boyle song on iTunes.
My wife is already laughing at it. When I just with the first verse is down. Thought it was the first. So, it's got you in it as well.
Good. I love it. What rhymes with Schmiedeberg?
No, it doesn't rhyme with Schmiedeberg. It's that you are in the songs. It's hard to explain.
I know. Why don't we take, we got phone calls, 646-478-4692, if you guys want to call in. I think this might be Joe Catroni. I'm not sure, on hold. So why don't we bring Joe on and we'll talk and then we'll get back into it. I got a couple other things I want to mention to you. So 561, thank you for holding. Who's this?
My name is Lewis from Florida.
Lewis from Florida. Is this I know who this is. I can't think of your name now, but we've talked on, I think you're on Blue Shirt Banner, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm not related to John Ginone, but I'm Lewis Ginone. I'm right on.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, there you are. Yeah, Lewis Ginone. Okay, I know who you are. Okay, we've spoken.
I'm probably one of the biggest Ranger fans down in Florida. I went to the game when they play Florida, and if we go to the game, there are more Ranger fans chanting Popman sucks than anything else down there. It is hilarious.
Yeah, I used to live in South Florida myself, so yeah, those games were always fun. So, Lewis, give us your take. Are you excited? What are your thoughts on this team? What's on your mind?
Well, I missed the '94 Cup because I was in the Navy. I missed all the games except Game 7 when the Rangers won in overtime. That's the only game I saw. But this is the team that could make a serious run for the Cup.
I like it. I'm with you. If we could just get that first round under our belt. I try not to get too excited because I like to see them win a round. But I'm with you. I'm starting to think there's something special about this team, Lewis.
I agree with you. And you guys are great. You guys crack me up.
That's what we're here for.
I think it's the only thing that I was thinking about this the other day. Ranger fans are different than any kind of fans because things have been so miserable for so long, primarily, that we've kind of incorporated comedy into our woes and our sadness about the team. So it seems like everybody has a great sense of humor, whether we're winning or losing. It seems to be a common thing with Ranger fans that, you know, with all the debacles that go on with the signings of Redden and Gomez and Holik, and we go all the way back to the other stuff, we still maintain our sense of humor. So that's one good thing. I think I can't think of any other teams that kind of go by like that, you know, kind of run like that with the fans.
I agree with you guys, and I wouldn't change a thing with you guys. You guys are great.
Well thank you, Lewis. Thanks, Lewis. We appreciate it. Thank you for holding on for so long.
Not a problem.
Yeah. And keep calling in. We want to hear what's going on in FLA. We got a whole contingent down there.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys ever do a show down here, trust me, I would love to see you guys in person.
I did a show down there a couple of years ago in the pouring rain out in the parking lot.
So if we're down there again, you never know.
Next, I
get a bunch of Ranger fans. It'll be a blast.
You know,
all right.
Do the Rangers come back to Florida this season?
Unless they play in the playoffs, we're done with them.
They're done. Okay. Well, maybe for next season, Eddie, that might be something to maybe we got Greg down there. We got Lewis now. We got Joey Barton. I think makes the trip down there for those games. James is not far from, he's a couple hours drive from over there. we could probably get those guys to maybe do a little remote for us and get a little thing going. That might be fun, something to look forward to for next season.
That's good. Count me in.
All right,
Lewis. I would even think about flying down there to do something if we could find a bar. That's how I feel about the love I feel for our Florida peeps. I would get on a flight. Don't tell my wife, though, that I'm spending money to.
Just tell me what, I'll find the bar. Trust me.
All right, Lewis. Well, thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
No problem. Take care. Have a good one.
Good night, Lewis.
Lewis is like, don't worry, I can find a bar.
I'll find you the bar. He's 561 area code, so he might be somewhere in, that's usually Palm Beach County, which is a little further north of where I used to live down there. But that's good. We like that South Florida contingent invading the Bank Atlantic / National Car Rental / Office Depot Center, or whatever they call it today. Oh, I think we have a real treat now. You ready for this?
Yes.
Welcome to the program. I think this is Amy. Amy, are you there?
I'm here.
Good evening, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Half in the bag, as promised.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting there myself.
Atta girl.
Now, I think I know why Amy's calling. I think Amy's going to take you to task about Brian Boyle, Jim.
That's okay. Go for it, Amy.
I don't know if take you to task is really the right idea. I think you may be being a little bit harsh. I mean, yeah, the guy can't play. Come on, he's doing a lot. He's not scoring.
Hold on, two helicopters going over my head here. Hold on. Searchlights. Oh, I'm on the searchlight. Hold on, let me wave. Hey, good evening. Jesus Christ, are we being invaded? It's like Red Dawn.
He's skating
out
off with a little bit of a hitch in his giddy up.
You seem to be more of a thinker than I am.
There's it's like Red Dawn out here in my backyard all of a sudden. Anyway, Amy, you know, other than the fact that he doesn't play physical, can't skate, and can't score, he's a terrific hockey player.
First of all, can't skate, come on. And look, just because somebody's big doesn't mean that they have to be tough. You know, I mean, look, the fact that the guy can't fight and yet will take on anybody.
I'm not talking about
in defense of a teammate. You know, well, look, no, he's not that physical. How many shots does he block every game?
He does. That's what I was trying to tell Jim. He don't want to listen.
He's
a fucking
incorrigible. That's why.
Oh!
He's a stunner.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
That's because you haven't called in a while.
You know, I don't know. I like Boyle because I like the guy that he is. I like the teammate that he is. I like that he works at it. Even if he's not, like, the best, he works at it. He tries, you know. I mean, I don't know. I was more pissed at Dubinsky, I think. Well, Dubinsky also has more capability than Boyle, but, you know, I don't know. I like Brian Boyle because I think he's a really, really good teammate, and I think that, you know, the fact that this team is so tight is one of the things that's making him fucking awesome right now.
And I think he's part of that. Yeah,
he's
certainly part of that core group that is tight. And he's, the way I said it before is that he's good for now. He's perfect for now. Whether he's going to be perfect for 2 years from now, I don't think so. Well, go ahead.
I'm not fucking worried about 2 years from now. I can't even think about that right now.
You young kids today only think about the immediate gratification. I'm thinking down the road here. I'm thinking dynasty.
I don't know how to break this to you, but despite her youthful looks, Amy is our age.
Shut up. I am not.
She's close.
If you don't even know... Jim, don't you know with a woman on the air, you're supposed to not even talk about age? That's why I immediately just said that she's much younger. Because that's the way you work it. That's the way you do it. And if you have no etiquette, you're showing you're drunk. You're showing no. So There's no decorum on this show. No decorum is out the window.
Hey, I never promised decorum. I promised live, uncensored Ranger talk, full interaction. I said nothing about decorum. You want decorum? Go listen to the Instigators on Wednesday night.
Oh my fucking god!
I don't even know what to say. You got me at a loss for words. I didn't think that was possible. You know, I might be younger than some of us, but I have been watching the Rangers since I was like 8. So I got a good 30 years in there. You know?
Well, yeah.
Oh fuck! No, I just told you guys how old I am.
I don't know. I assumed you were younger. I think of me as the oldest man in the planet, other than Frosty.
Oh.
Listen, Frosty is proud of his age and what he's accomplished.
And he's seen enough.
And he's seen enough.
That's
now,
the funniest lines ever.
Since I got both of you on the line, and I know that this is a hot-button issue, and somebody likes to stir the pot. Listen, we don't need you stirring the pot over there, if you know what I mean. That pot, it's a whirlpool.
Who's talking to me?
Now, let me get to the question.
Now,
I got an email from Chandler. Chandler, one of the all-time great listeners. Chandler Knight. Is it Knight or Knight? And he asked me, Tortorella getting fined $30,000 by the league for his post-game remarks. Isn't it a bit hypocritical, he asked me, that Tortorella expects discipline from his players, yet he can't have any discipline in post-game chicanery and post-game remarks? What do you guys think about that?
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
I have a hard time liking Tortorella, and I want to like him right now because of where we're at.
How could you not like John Tortorella?
Because he's a dude.
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
Have you watched 24/7?
Yes, I have. I haven't seen the last episode, actually, because I don't have HBO.
How can you not like this guy? He's talking to Cali, he's diagramming plays, he's concerned about everybody, he's helping the infirmed.
It's not that I don't like him as a coach. It's that I don't like him as a guy. He's very difficult for me to like. I like what he's doing. Obviously, it's working. You know, but...
Well, I asked your opinion, so I won't cut you off. So what I got so far.
I'm not saying he's not doing a good job, or that he's not doing his job.
But the question for you, Amy, is this: is it hypocritical for what he does?
No.
Is he a hypocrite?
No.
No, because I think it's a different thing. I think, you know, he's talking about, when he's talking to them about their fucking discipline, he's talking about discipline on the ice. You know, he's talking about discipline.
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
Him getting fined $30,000 isn't going to cost them a game the way, you know, it's going to cost if, you know, one of them does something stupid and isn't disciplined on the ice. So, I mean, I understand that. He probably, I don't think he was wrong for thinking it. I think he was wrong for saying.
Look, he's a passionate guy, and his mouth got away from him. It happens to all of us. And you know what? The 30 grand, no big deal. Couch cushion money to that organization. He said what he said was absolutely 100% correct.
Oh yeah, it was.
Bad judgment, sure. Whatever, but you know what?
Yeah, but conversely, Sean Avery says that to now I'm just playing devil's advocate because I agree with both of you. But if Sean Avery says that you know, to a referee during a game or after a game, I think wholeheartedly, no matter what John Tortorella says, that affects Sean Avery's play playing time. Now I could care less if Sean Avery's on the team now.
Yeah, but you know what,
but,
though?
How do you guys answer that?
Okay, here's what I liken it to. If when you were a kid, okay, let's say you have a dispute with your neighbor, and I'm speaking somewhat firsthand here, okay? You have a dispute with your neighbor, and maybe your parents and the neighbor are out in the yard and they're arguing, and you open your mouth and your parents tell you to shut up and mind your own business and let them handle it. He's the parent. You know, Brandon Dubinsky says the officiating was disgusting and, you know, everything else. That if he says what Tortorella says, he probably gets suspended. He might get a game. But Tortorella says it. They pay the $30,000 fine. He gives his apology, you know, and then they move on. That's his, you know, he's the daddy. And he did what the daddy does. It was bad officiating. He spoke his mind. He's a passionate guy. Move on. I always had a problem. Tom Rennie, you know, who did a lot of great things.
What's the game he likes, Tom Rennie? Tread lightly.
Hold on. He did a lot of great things when he was with the Rangers, undoubtedly. And he is a big part of the reason why the Rangers have become what they are today. There's no doubt about that. He got them. He was part of the reason why they are now on the right track. But I will never forget when he took the team into the playoffs.
You playing marbles over there, Amy?
Got your Aggies?
Stop, man.
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
And Rennie, they were headed into the playoffs against the Devils, and Rennie made a comment like, well, you know, we're happy to be in the playoffs, but we have to go in there humble, and we have to be a humble team, and that just bugged the shit out of me. I don't want to be humble. Humble teams get swept. I want to see swagger. I want to see, like Steve Schaefer said the other day, I love Torts because he puts his balls on the table. Here's my testicles. Come and suck on them, baby.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Come on now.
Whatever.
I agree as far as it's different for Tortorella to say that than it is for one of the players to say that. Because, like I said, you're not going to lose a game if Tortorella gets fined $30,000. But
my defense to Chandler's argument is this. Similar to what you guys said, but in the fact that in the game, Tortorella did nothing that was a detriment to the team. It was after the game was over, and, you know, he conducted himself. He apologized, you know, and did what he had to do. It didn't affect the outcome of the game. And I think when you have players that do stupid things to, you know, change the outcome of the game in a losing way, then that's one thing. But, you know, he got a little bit crazy. Now, my second question to you two, and I know we have another caller on the line, but I'll pose this to you guys. Jim did not see 24/7. The last episode, and I don't think you have either, Amy. But there is a point in it. There is a point in it where at the end of the last Winter Classic, and I don't know, going back to the other ones, the end of the game, everybody shakes hands, okay? This didn't happen between the Rangers and Flyers, mostly because Scott Hartnell was acting like an ass. And I love the new nickname some Ranger fan came up for him, Raggedy Andy. That's who he looks like, Raggedy Andy.
Yeah,
but Tortorella is the on a 24/7. Tortorella is the one who says, "Don't shake hands, get off the ice." What do you think about that? Is that, do you like that, or do you find that not having good sportsmanship?
If it was any team but Philly, I would say it's bad sportsmanship. I can't muster up any sympathy for that fucking team. I can't. Like, I can't see any reason why they should want to shake those guys' hands. Like, I don't, you know, Giroux's probably the only guy on that team that I don't fucking hate. Like, I hate them. I hate their fans. I hate the team. I hate their city. I hate them. So it's really hard for me to be objective about it. So,
okay.
You know, and if I hate them, he's the coach of the fucking team. He actually has to deal with them. So,
Jim, what do you think? Was it unsportsmanlike for Tortorella to direct his team to not shake hands, or was it a good move?
I got no problem with it. You know what? For 4 weeks leading up to this Winter Classic with the whole 24/7 and that broadcast that NBC put on, this was the Ed Snyder Philadelphia Flyers show. And again, I'm going to reiterate what I said on the show the other day. I understand that it was their home game. They are the hosts. Fuck them. I don't owe them anything. Came in there, kicked their ass, took names, get out, leave the building. And then our fans getting their asses getting beat up in front of Gino's cheesesteaks. Fuck that city. I won't tell you what I've said in private about the city of Philadelphia.
All right.
But
now,
it's not pretty.
I'm totally with you.
My take is not embedded in hatred like you two are. I hate the Philadelphia Flyers, but it has nothing to. I feel the Rangers shouldn't have shook hands with them because it's not a playoff game. This ain't the end of a series. This ain't at the end of a war. It's just another 2 points. The Rangers are on a mission. They're not shaking hands with anybody until the Stanley Cup is ours.
That's right.
That's it. You don't shake hands in game 30, whatever it was. It's just another game.
Shit, man. Remember when last night's game ended against Florida? Because let's face it, the Winter Classic, as far as the standings go and the season goes, was just another fucking game, right? You see how fast Florida, like the fucking buzzer hadn't even finished blowing yet. And the entire Florida roster was off the ice. You know?
Yep.
So, you know, it's not like Philly was going to come up and start shaking hands with us and say a good game.
Well,
nah, they conducted themselves. I got to say, you know, being as objective, and I'm surely more objective than you two are, which is really biased against Philadelphia. there was only a few guys that came out of that 24/7 saying, you know what, this guy was a decent guy. Like, I thought Maxton Talbot was a really decent guy. I felt like he's pretty cool. But the rest of them, they could, you know.
Yeah, but I thought Talbot was a decent guy last year when I watched 24/7 with him with the Penguins.
So maybe he's just a decent guy.
Yeah, maybe. But the rest of them, fuck them. Fuck them.
All right, okay, there you hear it.
All teams are not created equal. If it was, you know, if it was the Rangers in Buffalo, and they said they should shake hands, maybe it would be different. But fucking Philly, are you kidding me? No.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Exactly.
No, not that team, not ever, not even in the. Not even in a fucking conference line. I don't care. No. I wouldn't shake hands with him, and I don't even play hockey.
All right, Amy. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to get a couple other calls in here.
Yeah, it was fun.
Always a pleasure.
It's always
fun. Take care, Amy.
Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. What is this?
Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy.
That's Micheletti saying daddy.
Micheletti.
Not the blue shirts from Broadway anymore. They're the blue shits shirts from the Brickyard. They have real blue shits, blue shits, blue shits, blue shits.
Chandler, my man, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. I had to miss some of the show to go get the girlfriend. But as we walked in the door, you guys said my name, so you made me a hero tonight, so I'm good.
You are a hero every night with us, sir.
Oh, man. But that was a hell of a game tonight. That was a hell of a game tonight, man. Just.
Yeah, big, you know. And now, Chandler, the reason you heard your name, is because I brought up the question you messaged me on Facebook with. About the hypocritical torts. That was the discussion we just had the last 5 minutes, and I got to say,
Amy Arnano and Jim Schmiedeberg were not with you on this. They said that.
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
Now, why don't you give us your thoughts on the subject?
I just, you know what, and not even to get into the whole Avery on the team thing, because I really, the way we're going right now, I really don't want to get that particular hornet's nest stirred up. But I just thought it was interesting that of all the shit that Tortorella's talked about Avery, about discipline and lack of self-control and all of those things, this guy's got over $100,000 worth of fines in his career for the same exact things that he hates Sean Avery for. And Sean Avery's an embarrassment to so is John Tortorella. It's really just that simple. So you can't, and on the one hand, say that this guy's an embarrassment, he needs to have self-control, and then have none yourself. That's just another example to me of him talking out of both sides of his mouth. Now, is he doing a good job with the Rangers? Yes, he is. Am I a fan of his as a coach? No, I'm not. But as long as we're winning, I'll keep him. But you can't have it both ways. You can't tell the players that they need to be disciplined and have self-control when you don't have any.
I think he does, though, for the most part. I just think he boiled over.
He does that a lot. I mean, hell, last year he wanted to fight Larry Brooks. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, this is over his career, $100,000 worth of fines. How many coaches get $100,000 worth of fines? Hockey coaches. This is not baseball. You go out and yell at the umpire. I mean, hell, they're still showing that Jim Schoenfeld go have a donut thing from how many years ago? I mean, this is not an everyday thing for NHL coaches where they get fined all the time. That's not the norm.
I was at a Tampa Ranger game when Tortorella was coaching Tampa, and Tortorella got thrown out of the game for arguing with the ref. I never see that coach have to leave the bench in hockey and head to the dressing room. He got thrown out. So, I mean, it's well documented, but I think on the whole, except if you take Avery out of it.
Right. It's just the Avery thing. It's just the Avery thing, and I mean, because he happened to be, I like Sean Avery, so when I saw that, I'm like, wow, really, dude? So, you know, but I mean, overall, hell, you can't argue with the job he's doing. Can't argue with the job he's doing. We're in first place. We're kicking everybody's ass, and I love the fact that he said not to shake the Flyers' hands because fuck them. It's not a series, you know, and it's Philly, and they were a bunch of assholes anyway, so why should we shake their hands?
Do you think that's going to affect whether they get a Winter Classic again, because Tortorella had the comments and also instructed the Rangers not to shake hands?
No, because, it's not like Bettman is any fan of James Dolan anyway. I mean, look how long it took us to even get it. This is, what, the fifth one? And we should have been in one long before. And I mean, hell, they had Buffalo in one. And who the hell, yeah, I mean, really, Buffalo, the Sabres? I mean, we're an original 16, and they put us in after Buffalo. Come on.
Let me jump in here for a second since we're talking about the Winter Classic. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people, fans in general, and the media that keep going on and on about how they have to get a Western Conference team involved in the Winter Classic. Why?
Why?
Who wants to watch the Sharks and the Stars in the Winter Classic? Nobody. Nobody.
You know,
there's no – I don't care. You could give me what's a great – okay, Detroit and Chicago, maybe.
Yeah.
But Detroit and Chicago have already been in it. Other than that,
there is not one
–
Detroit-Toronto.
Yeah.
Detroit-Toronto
is the only one. But the Western Conference team's the only one that should be in the Winter Classic, honestly, is the Wild. And that's because of the state of Minnesota, not because of the Wild.
And by the way, their road to the Cup has hit a few speed bumps. Everybody was talking about the Wild 3 weeks ago. Now they're the sixth team in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
A minute ago, they were the best team in hockey. Now that they've fallen fast. But nobody cares. Nobody wants to watch the Kings and the Avalanche, in general, play in the Stanley Cup. It's just not – I'm sorry. An average hockey fan, anybody that's been following the sport for 5, 10, 15 years, you put Boston and Philadelphia in a Winter Classic, or Detroit and Chicago, or Detroit and the Rangers, or you see where Boston and Detroit, they're going to get excited about that. Nobody's going to care if the Ducks are playing the Stars or the Canucks or the Avalanche in the Winter Classic. They're just not.
No,
I don't give a shit if the Western Conference never gets in the Winter Classic. And yeah, maybe I'm biased because I'm an Eastern Conference fan and I grew up watching all these great rivalries. But come on, nobody gives a shit about the Los Angeles Kings or the Anaheim Ducks or the.
Wait a minute.
Come on, come on.
I know somebody who gives a shit.
Somebody's
at a viewing party.
I'm talking about. Okay, I'm talking about the nation in general. Eddie, are you gonna make a point to stay home and watch the Los Angeles Kings play the Colorado Avalanche at Mile High Stadium in the Winter Classic?
No.
No.
Nobody's going to go to that game. Nobody's going to go to that game. The thing they need to have in the Classic, honestly, they need to get either Toronto or Montreal in it. Those two teams, and only those two teams of the Canadian teams. You have to have one of those two teams in the Winter Classic. You have to. You have to get one of the two of those teams in there. And Montreal, New York, and they say, oh, they're worried about the ad revenue dollars. You know how many people from New York would go up to Montreal or Toronto from the East Coast period, Philly, Maryland, would go up to Montreal or go up to Toronto to see the hockey game? I mean, hell, they'd make money off this game, and it would be sold out. But you can't do anybody in the Western Conference, like I said, other than Minnesota, and that's mainly because of the state of Minnesota. It has nothing to do with the hockey team in Minnesota, because that's really the hotbed of hockey in the United States is Minnesota.
Yeah, and they do draw very well there, and with the weather conditions, and you know, I like to see that I could see maybe, you know, but I think Jim's right. It's got to be, you know, original six teams. That's where the deep seated, or the, you know, the original 10 teams, or whatever it was, original 8. So that's the way I look at it. So, Rangers win again tonight. Big victory. Lundqvist plays a great game, and the train just keeps rolling.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And not for nothing, Mark Stahl knocked the hell out of Matt Cook tonight, so I think he's fine.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right, guys. I'm going to go spend some time with the girlfriend. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night.
Anytime. We'll talk to you
soon.
Take it easy.
All right, bud.
Bye. Good call from Chandler, as always. 646-478-4692 is the number if you guys want to call in.
Boy, what a show. Wow. Ooh.
I'm not sure when we'll be on again. We'll let you know in the Facebook group. We got another call online. I'm not sure who this is. 860-372. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio post game show sponsored by Rheingold Beer. Who's this?
Yo, it's Kevin Stewart.
Kevin, oh, I'm glad you called in. Eddie,
how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Eddie, Kevin is a big time Ranger fan. Always conversing with me on Twitter, and he was at the Winter Classic, and I had asked him to call in earlier in the week to kind of paint the picture for us, and of course he had an encounter with some Philadelphia fans on the way out of the game, and he could tell us about that. But Kevin, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling in. Why don't you take us through the whole day for us?
Well, you know, I woke up and met with a couple of my buddies down in the parking lot. Big Philly fans. I don't even know why I'm friends with them, but we get along somehow. Tailgated for a little bit, went inside, saw the game. I sat 10 rows above the Philly dugout, so I couldn't really get a good view of the ice. But we watched the Jumbotron for most of the game. It wasn't too cold. Saw him win, got on TV, cussing at Jágr. I posted the picture on the Facebook group.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a great picture.
Oh, yeah, that was a great picture. Yeah, I saw that too.
And then after the game, I'm booing Hartnell, telling me he's a piece of shit and whatever. And some girl tells me, hey, typical classless New York. And I kind of laughed at that. I said, Philadelphia's going to tell me about class. So I walk out of the place.
Yeah, that's like Hartnell telling Rupp to show a little respect, right?
No kidding. So I walk out. you know, I'm seeing a couple of Rangers fans. I'm screaming, let's go Rangers, not bothering anybody. And some dickbag comes over and tells me, hey, I hope you die in a car accident on your way home.
Nice.
I laughed.
Philadelphia.
I would have said, like Pelly Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Well, I told him, I said, oh, keep adding that Philly stereotype. If some drunk bastard comes up and says, yeah, New York, you know, just typical, just jump on the bandwagon and when they win, like the fucking Yankees and the Islanders. Yeah. And the Islanders, they haven't won in 30 years. What are you talking about?
Bandwagon? Anybody, if there's one thing any Ranger fans are not, it's bandwagon.
I know. Why would I have subjected the last 15 years of my life if I wasn't a bandwagon fan?
Yeah.
No.
Some of the most dedicated fans in sports.
No, I'm a Giants fan.
Fatherly juices.
Exactly.
Well, my football life hasn't been that great either, you know?
You said the lady who worked at the hotel or somebody at the hotel said typical New Yorker?
No. She was infected as me after the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I drove back to my after the game.
Well, at the game, how were the sight lines? I want to learn a little bit more about it. I know Philadelphia is a bunch of know-nothing. It's a shit town. It's a shit city. It's a shit bag. A whole shit show. But how were the sight lines? Were you able to see the game? How much did you pay for tickets?
I got the tickets for FaZe.
Okay. How much were they? What, $250?
I paid $160.
Okay, $160. Did you get them at the day of the game or?
No, I got them earlier in the week. My friend Steph had. She knows somebody with the team or the Rangers. I don't really ask any questions. She says, like, $160. I'll take it. I said, okay. I ended up getting some swag with it too. I got like a hat. I got a fucking holder for my ticket.
They said, now I got this because I'm a Ranger, you know, fanatic when it comes to hockey cards. Apparently they had Winter Classic cards in the cushions of the seats. Were you in one of those sections that had that?
You see, I didn't know where they were. I have the seat cushion. I didn't look inside, so I might have some cards inside. Oh, it's in the back of my Jeep. I have to go take a look.
You better check. And if you
got
Tim Erickson, you better donate it to me. Collecting that one. $8 for on eBay the other day.
I was 10 rows up from the dugout from Philly. I couldn't see any of the ice. I could barely see what was going on in the rink. So I was like, I was watching a Jumbotron for most of the game. But I didn't, you know, it didn't really bother me. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Why am I going to bitch about it, you know?
Right? No, I totally agree with you. How were the Philly fans at the game itself?
Well, I got a story about another fan real quick. In the next section over for me, there was some Cherikov wearing a Parise jersey and a Red Wings hat.
What?
Well, he's not making friends
with
anybody.
I'm very confused.
I know. Tell me about it. At least his colors match, though. I'll give him that. But, you know, for the most part, the fans were okay to me. I was wearing my Lundqvist jersey. They told me to sit out most of the time. That's really the only thing I got that was that bad until after the game.
I think, you know, from reading what the Flyer fans are scared of us now. We're 3-0 against them. They fear Lundqvist. They have no goalie. They feel like they have no reliable goaltender in there. And they feel that Tortorella is out-coaching Laviolette. And I think they're running scared. I think they really look at the Rangers as a top team. And they should.
The whole team's buying into the system. And they have an all-world goaltender. Hell, their backup's better than Brizgalov. Biron's better than Brizgalov this season. He's out of his fucking mind. I think they're worried about him because he's so stupid on 24/7 talking about universe and killing tigers and comparing dogs to women. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I want to see that. You know, Kevin, you know what worries me more? It's his statement that I have good news and I have better news. The good news is I'm not starting. The better news is that we may have a chance to win.
It does take some out of confidence, huh?
I mean, right, exactly. I mean, what does that say about the goaltender's confidence? If you don't have your confidence as a goaltender, it's over.
They came back from the game against Chicago, gave up four goals. And two, like, in 30 seconds in the third period.
I don't know. The Flyers, I know the Flyer fans feel really dejected, and they should. Because,
see,
you know.
My buddy Welcome. Never lets his guard. My buddy never lets his guard down. He's a big Flyer fan.
That's his problem.
But you can see him. You can see him. I don't know. You can see him starting to crack a little bit. I've known him for 5 years, and I've never seen him so dejected after a loss on Monday.
Oh yeah, of course.
I know he's your friend
and
all, but
us? It's in a last program. Imagine that would have happened to us, up 2-0. To watch that at home, to watch that lead, to get all those gifts by the refs and then still lose?
Fuck them.
I would have had the blue shits for a week.
Fuck them.
All right. That booze is getting to you. Your language is very appropriate for this show.
Blue shits.
All right. So is that it? We done here, Robin?
All right. Thanks, Kevin, for calling in. I appreciate it.
You got it.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. 646-478-4692. If you guys want to call in, we got about a half hour to go if we make it that far.
We have 3 minutes to go. I got news for you.
Why? You've had enough?
I've had enough.
Are you not enjoying it?
2 hours after a game?
What?
We have 2 hours after a game now? I mean, come on. I watched the whole entire game. Wink, wink. I also have to tell you, Coffee 77's back in here. The only man who thinks that Mikko Koivu is better than Rick Nash. I never forget.
We got another call on the line.
All right.
Coming in through Skype from somewhere in the UK. Mark, how are you, Mark?
How's it going, Liz? How's it going?
What time is it there?
4:30 in the morning.
Four? Oh, my. This is devotion, Eddie. And you want to end the show.
No, I will not end the show now. Because now I'm inspired again.
So what's going on, Mark?
I'm loving every minute of it at the moment. It's just fantastic. Beating fucking everybody. And what you were about earlier about the Philadelphia not shaking hands. Shaking hands is all about respect. Over the 24/7, over the game, over the whole course of this season, when have Philadelphia shown us 1 ounce of respect? They deserve fuck all from us.
Amen. I love it.
Did I ever get tired of seeing the Rangers win?
He's like Hartnell. Fuck off.
Raggedy Andy, I hate that guy. Oh, is he disgusting.
He's just a complete arsehole. I mean, the way that they were just getting ready to do the Anisimov gun thing when they scored, like as if they were going to score, like it was like a God-given right to score in that third. Absolute arseholes. And they were more concerned on that shit. We just wanted to win the fucking game.
Mark, I got to ask you a question. Were you able to watch the game tonight?
Yeah, I could watch it, yeah.
Now, how did you watch the game?
I watched it on Game Center. I had problems with the Rangers feed, but I managed it for the most part.
So, Eddie, Mark was able to watch the game in England, but if you have Time Warner Cable in New York, you couldn't watch the game. I mean, it's ridiculous.
To be honest, tonight, I don't think I would have known what to do. I'm not a massive fan of Sam and Joe, as you know, I've rung him before about them, but those fucking guys in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, fucking hell, I can't be doing with that. They are, they're up there with the league's worst.
Yeah, they're announcers are bad.
Yeah.
My dream of last season was when Callahan and Dubinsky scored the OT winner in that shithole last year, and I had to watch it on their feed, and that was fantastic.
Well, you know, listen, right now, the announcing is the only thing I have to get on, because really, the Rangers are just, they're a train that can't be stopped. I don't think they're going to lose another game the rest of the season. In all seriousness, I think they will go undefeated for the rest of the year. This is a perfect machine we're talking about. I mean, we have anybody can come in and play in this system. We got Henrik Lundqvist. Come on, the guy is good, and he's only going to give up 2 goals a game on most nights. I don't know. All you got to do is get 2. That ain't so hard when you got Brad Richards and Gaborik and Callahan and, defenseman. Right now. Are you yawning?
No, I
not
said...
Not the one with no stamina?
I said Dubinsky.
Oh. I thought you went...
No, I went Dubinsky.
Ah, Dubinsky, come on. They really think... They've been pumping him up, though. Ah, look at him. He's battling. He has 6 shots on net. Oh, he's getting there. He'll be. He's one of the best players driving to the net. He is. I don't remember that. One of the best players. Okay. So.
What about Brad Richards? I see loads of shit about him. I see loads of shit about him. Brad Richards is not doing what he should have been doing in New York. That guy is clutch. When we need a goal, that guy comes up big. It happened in the Winter Classic. He's just, okay, he might not put 100 points upon the year, but when we need him most, he comes up.
I think he's on pace for a career year in goals.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm being told he's having a shit year.
Yeah.
Well, again, another Ranger getting paid the money and coming through. We were very afraid of the high-priced free agents. You know, let's give Gabby's got to get a lot of credit, too, here. I mean, there's a lot of people that just gave up on him, trade him. You know, he's not going to last. He's been durable. He's been scoring. You know, we should be lucky that one of our high-priced free agents has 2 good years out of 3, knock on wood. I'm not going to start flailing, as Tortorella says, just because the guy has a bad year, trade him, this and that, blah, 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 blah. I mean, for God's sakes, he was playing with Eric Christensen and Todd White last year.
He didn't stand much chance, did he?
I really miss Todd White, by the way.
Where is Todd White?
I have no idea. No. Well, there you go. You should get some sleep. Stop listening to this ridiculous show. I want to get off this show. And it's 11:30 here, and I want to go. I mean, I love entertaining, but my wife is like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Ah, play up!
By the way, I'm not with you. I'm not with you, Jim, on the Brian Boyle. I like Boyle.
That's okay. I'm good with that. That's fine.
I'm with Amy. He's not a skilled player, but he blocks shots. I mean, his face-offs the last few games have been very good. I mean, tonight he won a lot in his own zone. I also agree with Eddie. It's all right for now. You know, he's probably not the answer long-term, but he does a job at the minute.
He's just he's not much of a thinker.
No, I mean...
He seems to be more of a thinker than I am.
All right, Mark, listen, we're going to squeeze in some other calls before we let Eddie go to bed, and thanks for calling in.
See you later, guys.
We'll talk to you later. Get some sleep. All right, that was Mark calling in from the UK. Eddie, the chat, they don't want to let you go to sleep at this point. I think we have, hold on, let me go to the... where's the chat?
So if your lips are wet.
Oops, sorry. Stepped on you there. Didn't mean to. I believe...
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on.
Thank you, Paulie. 203, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Is this Colin?
Hello?
Hello?
No, it's Mario.
Oh, Mario, hi, how are you?
Got a Cuban
Caller number two, introduce yourself to the public.
Got a Cuban following of Brit. It's like the international hour here.
It's like the UN.
I know. Hey, you guys want to shake hands with the Flyers? Are you insane? I wouldn't piss on them if they were on fire. Shake hands with them.
Amen to that.
Did you see the 24/7 when they had the Laviolette party, New Year's Eve party at their house, and they started chanting "Rangers suck"?
I haven't seen that. I'm behind on 24/7, so
well,
I'm gonna try to catch up.
I have a problem
tomorrow
with that, Mario. Let me tell you.
I do too.
Well, no, you have a problem with it, I think, because you think it's classless.
I think it's horrible.
I don't have a problem with it because I feel if this was at Brandon Dubinsky's house and somebody said Flyers suck, like Grandpa Dubinsky says Flyers suck, we'd all been laughing along with him.
Dubinsky.
That's how I feel about it. I feel like Rangers fans overreacted. What do you want them to do? I mean, they're drunk, they're half in the bag.
Yeah, I want them to enjoy being around their family and stop obsessing with us. They have a huge problem. It's like the Red Sox fans. They're completely involved in us. They hate us more than they hate their own team. Than they like their own team, rather.
It's like Islander and Devil fans.
Yeah, it's sad. And did you see the Flyer players before the third period started talking about how they were going to celebrate their goals? And give me a break. Screw these guys. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse my language. I'm not even half as drunk as Jim and I'm cursing, but fuck them.
That seems to be the theme. Fuck them.
Hey, look, I posted on the Facebook group today. I wanted people drinking tonight.
Well, I didn't wait.
You are right. I mean, the fact that the one guy, and I'm sure we're spoiling this for Jim, but he's already given us carte blanche to spoil it for him. They're saying, should we do an Anisimov? Like, should I do the gun thing? Should I do the... I mean, this is what they're thinking? I mean, shouldn't they be thinking about how to win the game?
They didn't keep their fucking discipline.
Thinking about digging up that old Kate Smith with her fucking gobble under her neck again for that God Bless America. I mean, come on, I'm as patriotic as the next guy, but enough with that.
Oh, Jim hasn't watched the thing, so don't tell him how the game ended, okay?
Yeah, don't tell me who won the Winter Classic.
Don't ruin it for him. All right, guys, second
Mario.
Week in January, single-digit losses. This is unfreaking believable.
Beautiful. Mario, quick sidebar before I let you go. Do you have Sirius Radio?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
No, I'm over 50.
Oh.
I still have a deep purple 8-track in my car.
Okay.
I got one holding up my... Oh, so go ahead.
All right, guys. Just wanted to chime in with some Flyer hate.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
Always appreciate.
Yeah, first place. Enjoy it.
You know
God
it.
God knows we suffered enough.
That
my buddy.
Thanks, Mario.
Bye.
Bye.
My buddy.
My buddy, Mario.
Thanks for the Falcon.
And this isn't just a Falcon. This is a rock and roll Falcon.
It's good to be back in Boston, yeah!
We'll get another call.
With this specific player, if he doesn't get 10 games or more, it's a disgrace in the face of the NHL.
You hear more of the Paulie D Show on this show than you do on the Paulie D Show.
Thanks for the Falcons.
626. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
It's Megums.
Hey! How are you, Meg?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Meg must have heard me talking about I knew that there's somebody who likes the L.A. Kings, who gives a shit about the L.A. Kings. Because she is a bona fide L.A. Kings fan.
I know.
You're my hero, Eddie.
And when I said nobody, I didn't mean nobody. I meant national attention. And I think even Meg would agree with me on that.
Totally understood. What I would obviously love to see is I would love to see the NHL bring the Kings to the East Coast and play the Rangers in New York City. That's what I want. I don't think anybody's going to listen
to
me.
West Coast thing?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, the rappers from each the East Coast, West Coast, they could come and have a, you know, a battle off, a rap battle.
Yeah, it's just
better than that. What they have this with the classic? Who sang? Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle. Jesus, that was amazing. and that girl that sang the sang "O Canada," who kept saying "Canada." Does she even know what? Excuse my language, Meg, because you're a lady. But does she even know what fucking the name of the fucking country? Canada, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Come on, dunce.
Oh Canada.
So
what's going on with your Kings? I see you're a big Drew Doughty fan. I was going to mention on the Facebook, I collect hockey cards, and Drew Doughty is one of my few non-Rangers that I collect. His autographs, his jerseys, the whole thing. I love
him, too. I've got signed jerseys in every Kings form except the new white one and Team Canada jerseys, including an Olympic one, and he signed all of them. So.
Wow.
I'm kind of proud about that. Yeah. I know.
Now, I want to know, now, are you a quasi-Ranger fan, or you just love hockey and like to hang around with very weird people? Because, that viewing party was kind of weird. It was wacky, but it was a lot of fun. Are you a semi-Ranger fan? Where are you on this whole thing?
Well, you know, it's the boyfriend and I have an agreement that I'm a Rangers fan.
Wait a minute. He's
the
boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know this was a. You guys were a hot item.
I knew they were an item. But
oh, they are.
He's just referred to as the boyfriend.
We have an agreement that, you know, as long as the Rangers are not playing the Kings, I can support what the Rangers are doing. So that's
okay,
the deal.
All right.
So he's working on me, but you know, we had a little argument today, and I was listening to you guys talking about Henrik Lundqvist, and we had the battle of the underappreciated goaltenders today, and
on Facebook that nobody appreciates Jimmy Quick.
Yes. Well, no, actually, that there are too many people on the Jonathan Quick bandwagon, and that six shutouts doesn't matter because Henrik Lundqvist is still the most underappreciated, underrated goalie in the NHL, which I don't necessarily buy that. I love Hank. I do. But I think they're both worthy of Vezina consideration is my attitude. It's like, hey, just because people like my guy doesn't mean I don't like your guy, and you know.
Well, you know, I think a lot of Ranger fans, I don't want to peg Ranger fans as being Ranger-centric, you know, but there are a lot that are. If I asked them who the goalie for the LA Kings was, they probably couldn't tell you. Now, I know Jonathan.
People in the league could tell you, very honestly. I mean, it's the bad thing about playing on the West Coast. I've said over and over again... Yeah, well, Rogie, who's not in the Hall of Fame yet, right? How does that happen? So I actually, what I really want is the Kings to play in a Winter Classic so that Rogie can come back for an alumni game, strap the pads back on after 30 years or whatever, like Bernie Perron, and then maybe the Hall of Fame will wake up and say, maybe he should be in here.
I like the Kings goalies, Jonathan Bernier and Jonathan Quick. They're both Jonathans?
Yep. We got the Jonathan duo. That's how we roll.
So, have you ever... Me and Jim have been on an LA King broadcast, haven't we, Jim?
Yes, we have. We took it over,
yes.
Basically.
You were on with Hip Check and Tonga. I listened.
Ah, you were the one.
That was their highest-rated episode.
I was one of the two people on. Yeah, absolutely. But the other thing I wanted to tell you guys is, as far as I was laughing when you were talking about Brian Boyle, because of course he's a former king. He was a prospect in our system.
You want him back?
And pardon?
You want him back?
He's just drunk. Just go ahead.
Well, no. What I was going to say is that he's gotten better, and I think the Rangers have had a lot of patience with developing him, and they've gotten a lot more out of him than we did. But the funny thing is, all the things that you guys mentioned about him not being physical enough in front of the net and all that, you know, you're a big guy, use your body. We were talking about all that when he was here. And ultimately, that's part of the reason that he ended up getting traded, because he just couldn't seem to figure it out and put it all together. You know, it's sort of like you're the biggest dude on the team. Go run into somebody. You know, we have the same problem with Dustin Penner right now, for that matter. So if you need another big guy that doesn't know how to be physical, we can send you Pens and like, give me, I don't know, give me Delzato or somebody. You can use an extra defenseman.
Why have a King expert on? What is this with this other? You have a rookie defenseman there. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's like Voyev or
Voynov. Voynov.
Yeah, this guy looks. I mean, he looks to be pretty good. I mean, what do you think about him? I like how I'm didn't want to do a show. I wanted to end it. Now I want to talk Kings hockey.
No, Voynov is going to be great. Voynov's going to be great.
Okay.
We're going to keep him. You know, Dean Lombardi's a back-end first guy, so don't expect him to give up a defensive prospect that he's happy with. Not going to happen.
I'm a back-end first guy, too, as well.
Oh, boy.
Only when I'm drunk.
He says I'm drunk.
All right. Well, Meg, I thank you for checking in. I must attend to my wife and her needs. And...
$4 million.
And I thank you for calling in and sharing your views with us. And my condolences for having having the boyfriend. But listen, though, I'm only kidding. The man is a very nice man.
We love Paul. He's a longtime supporter of this program.
Paul is the reason that I even listen to you guys, so be nice to him.
We are.
I will. We love him. We love
him. Cool. You guys have fun. I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Meg.
Okay.
All right. You've had enough of this now?
I've had enough. I'm like, my voice is shot. If you want to continue without me, you can go ahead. Maybe this Doobie Cat can play us out.
That's exactly what I would see. That's exactly what I was going to do. I was going to play the Doobie Cat and end the show.
So if you want to listen to the Doobie Cat, listen. If you don't, you can drop out and go to your favorite porn site.
But, there you go. I recommend youporn.com. We will see you guys Wednesday night. Thank you, as always, for listening. It's been fun. Eddie, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Let's go Rangers. We're rolling, baby.
Let's go Rangers. We're in first place, and we'll see you guys next week. Here's the Doobie Cat, and good night, everybody.
We're all gonna cheer when he hits that net.
Dubinsky.
Good night, everybody. See you guys Wednesday night. Thanks for listening.